today. 16 plus 8.
2.
22.
Yeah, okay.
See, there was a
I just took 24?
24. Okay, I was going to say.
Yes, folks, these are college-educated people right
Yeah,
here.
I'm a teacher.
Or astral dinosaurs that with laser beams that want to kill you.
Oh, that's fun. Terrible.
Have you named your dog? Is it Barky?
Coo.
No, yeah.
Ruff Ruff?
She called, or Conan.
Conan's like. A good one.
I think that name especially, is like Son of Dog or something.
Especially
like
Conan the Barkbarian. Perfect.
That's actually the new late night TV show, Chilling with
Chilling with Gouch.
Yeah, followed up by Keeping Up with the Tabaxi.
Yeah.
Chapter 327, Interview with Nuada.
Okay. So in the last episode, you all nearly got yourselves killed.
Arlen
was down. Everybody else was down to just, a couple of tens of hit points. And then Kraval went and hit the reset button. That was interesting.
Health point wise, I did.
But very interesting to see what level we're actually competing at this point in time. So that was really neat. But anyways, so you guys pretty much ran yourselves out of everything and decided it was time to go take a nap. And so,
but not the long nap.
Yes, not the long type of nap.
I thought we were doing the long nap.
No, the
but
long
not
nap
the
is
long
death.
Nap. Just the
medium
long
nap.
Nap. Anyway, but you had retreated back to the treasure room, and everything smells a little scorchish after all that fire and so forth. There is a puddle of solidified, somewhat melted coins on the floor just to the left of the door where one of the casks had opened up or one of the coffers had opened up. You're in a room full of coffers, apparently, of coins. And also of art objects, there's paintings, statues, so forth. Some of them are a little scorched at this point in time. And there you are. So I'm assuming you're closing the doors and all that stuff. And there is a missing block to the outside. And you can see light filtering in from there. It's still like mid-afternoon outside. I think you guys are going to go and try to patch everything up and gets a chance to relax here.
Would it make sense to put another circle around those front doors?
She can't do it again.
Ugh. All right, well.
She can when we wake up.
At least that was right. You couldn't do it
no,
again?
No, I can.
I thought you said you couldn't last time.
No, there's just a material component to it.
Oh.
I mean, I'm just thinking bad. When we're resting, we probably don't want another couple of pit fiends.
No, I totally agree with you.
But that's to the outside world. I mean.
Well, like these doors.
Oh, those doors.
Question.
Classic.
Why do we have to do a long rest inside? Why can't we go back outside?
Oh, we totally can. No one said we can't.
Or why can't we, like, go back to the elephants and, like, do that in safety? Why do we have to sleep here? Is it that far away?
No, I agree with you. I don't say we didn't say we had to.
Yeah.
Probably only, like, an hour's hike back to town.
Yeah, that seems, go ahead.
However they got here spits out more of them. We might want to be here so that we're the ones who get surprised and not the random civilians.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
because there's
enough.
There's this open avenue if we leave.
So, spoken like a true paladin.
Am I correct? Is this the double doors we have not opened right here?
No.
No, we open those.
This is something you might encounter sometime in the future.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, okay. Never mind.
We'll see.
Similar layout.
We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty similar layout, yes. And I don't even know if you're ever going to get there, but just in case, I thought I'd write that up so you didn't have to take a break. Anyhow.
Right. So we're going to hang out in the treasure room to make sure hellish things don't go into the material world.
We literally just got here, right?
Yeah, we've been
several
fighting
hours
for
ago, yeah.
Oh, and so it's been several hours?
Yeah,
it's
past noon at this point in time and beginning to advance towards evening. And, you know, like I said, it took you a while to go and get in here. Then it took a while to fight, and now you're resting.
Okay.
Well, you know, what we do on a Saturday morning is like what armies fail to do in the material world. So, you know, hey. Yeah, yes.
Should we, clean up the treasure room, though? Like, get everything in order.
I figured we'd do that while resting.
Yeah.
The menders can mend it.
Yup.
So you can bring items to Arlen one at a time for him to mend.
He's just
can you heal this painting, please?
De-slag these coins.
Hey, Arlen, right. I snapped my shoelace.
Pick a number. Wait in the back.
There's
line.
900 coins on the ground, all copper. Start mending.
My bowstring broke. Can
That'd
you
be
mend
a good
it,
spell,
please?
I'm an all-powerful sorcerer, and I'm fixing pennies.
Yep.
Great.
Yes.
I command the realities of the wish spell.
Are there any, okay, so we know where there's coins, but are there anything like goblets or anything like that besides just a monetary coin?
Well, like I said, there's art objects like statues and paintings here.
But nothing like cups.
There's not a cup here.
Bowls.
But
okay.
You could definitely see something like that of having been in a treasure room like this, but this particular treasure room, no. It just it seems to have like statuary, and it seems to have coins and then some like paintings and so forth.
Okie dokie.
Well, I guess we should set up watch.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the dog doesn't sleep.
Well, yeah, that's what she said last time.
So yeah, your dog can just watch.
Sure.
Well, I don't mind staying up for the first watch too with the dog. If anything, it just gives, you know, better chance of not being overrun if something happens. So I'll do that. Just no one else has to do it. They don't want to, but I'm going to do it for a couple of hours.
You know what would be fun while I'm resting is take a little trip to the astral plane. But that might be bad at this juncture.
Just going to, like, check out of reality for a little bit.
You're not even sure if there is an astral plane.
I am sure I can.
Oh, and
it.
Now we're all, like, solid colored. Like, we're all actually here, yeah. Right? Like,
yep.
That's
yeah.
The... Okay.
Going
so,
into the avatar.
None,
so,
none of you notice anybody else being sepia-toned. And, of course, Cotter, you know, doesn't even know to notice that people are sepia-toned.
Right.
Because
it's a memory that he doesn't
it's
have.
It's like, man, they all followed me. That was so nice of them. They had their own things, and they just, like, came with me.
Yeah. But I do know there's an astral plane, because I can literally go there.
Yep.
But we haven't hammered out exactly how that works precisely. So I guess I won't.
Yeah, maybe now might not be the best time.
Yep.
But I might be able to find some help or a portal to the very place we're trying to do, and I can sneak attack.
Or astral dinosaurs that with laser beams that want to kill you.
Get
oh, that's fun.
World.
I just wake up and appear.
Laser beam dinos.
Arlen, you still have the bowl, right?
The astral plane is just the modern world. Like, you wake up in Detroit.
I do indeed.
Do you want...
Oh, God, I
want
to go back.
That's the Shadowfell.
Yeah, he goes off to the astral zone. He ends up in a cube farm, dressed in a suit and a tie. And his computer's, like, on the fritz and needs tech support.
And he's like, Grandpa left me a farm. Let's go out there.
Oh, Dad, you've been at work. I mean,
come on. Anyways, so, actually, why don't we... lay down our watch order for resting here, and then we can go and do whatever we want with the bowl or whatever else mending.
Like I said, I'll go first.
I can do a watch.
The dog's just up. Do we need to stay up with the dog?
Habits.
I mean, yeah. Is he like a Pokemon? You could just like suck him back into the amulet.
Yes,
he's gonna just
I can
have
like,
immediately have a
be
long
invisible.
Rest.
Pikachu, I choose you.
Boofachu.
I'm gonna chomp at you.
I'm gonna bite
Bark
you.
At you.
Yeah, I'll do like a third watch or something.
Pikachu toy.
Like does it? Yeah, but does the dog need to stay up?
Doesn't say he has
or
to sleep.
Need to rest.
It's a magical creature. Yeah,
yeah. It can
oh,
probably just
so
sleep.
So it's gonna be Drew and the dog, and then it's gonna be Jade and the dog, and then it's gonna be Jesse and the dog,
and
who wants
the
fourth
dog.
One?
I think. Well, actually, well, Arlen should have maximum rest. I'll stay up with the dog.
Okay, so you'll go for the.
Yeah, my bow needs one. A nice long nap.
Okay, good. So the rest of you, now what are you going to do in your downtime here? Were you going to do something else before you all sack out for the night?
Well, it's like midday, right?
And it's getting into the afternoon now.
I'll just meditate. You know, that's what we do.
I had rolled at our last recording mm-hmm. off our Divine Intervention, and that had gone off. Can I still use that? Or
yeah.
No? Oh, that's right. That's right.
You
that's
asked for
how
wings.
We ended. Yeah. Yeah.
I was joking when I said yeah. that. I wasn't.
Oh, that was
and
cool.
Remember, he got a red and white striped box with a picture of a guy with a goatee on the front.
Yeah.
It was all full of wings.
Or chunks.
what a great way of messing with someone's divine intervention. That would make you the most hated person on the planet.
Yeah. We're going to deal with that later.
Okay.
So, but before we deal with that.
You know, when he said a red box, I thought he was going to, it said a Red Bull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we said Red Bull before, yeah. Cause, yeah.
We're old. We remember KFC being a good thing.
So.
Okay. Anything else we're going to do before we sack out?
Is there any maintenance anyone needs on anything?
Just waiting for my bow to take a nice maybe long you can nap.
Does lightning bolt take that much out of your bow?
I mean, charges, I used right? it twice, two different fights that we've had, I think. I don't know.
I don't know your but bow. But I used it all. I'm asking.
Yeah, lightning bolt was 5 charges, and then I did guiding bolt a bunch, which is 2 charges each.
Okay, so makes sense.
Ended up working out.
Cool.
Yeah, we can basically use our big ones. One of the big ones, mm-hmm. and then a couple of the small gotcha. Ones.
It's the equivalent of me doing true, or not true resurrection, but resurrection through my glaive. I get it.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I contemplate the oneness of the universe. If you want to mend up one of the tears in my robes, I would appreciate it. But if
I don't have mend, I was just asking.
Nah. No, actually, I have a needle and thread. Yeah. I do that. I'm just stitch up my own robes in a meditative zen kind of way.
And then Arlen comes by, rips it up, and just goes zip. And
yeah,
he's 10 like, minutes later. He's like, nice patchwork.
No, no, no. I'm doing like the meditation of 100 knots.
There we go. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that.
He wakes up wondering why his fingers are full of holes.
Yes. That was not a good idea. Okay. Anything else? Or are we going to go knock off?
Knock off.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you just going to continuously mend items in there, Arlen?
I mean, might as well, right?
Okay. So you're just going to go around the room before you take off and or go to bed?
I don't like, you don't have to do every little thing. Like, if there's copper pieces on the ground that are slag, let them be slag.
There are no
ground.
Copper pieces.
You're, but yeah. Like, stuff like the art and the.
I'll take note the of the other. Art.
Yeah. The statuary they cool got scorched. Stuff.
The ancestors are yeah, just exactly. going to have to forgive us.
I guess, I mean, during watch, I guess we can start, like, slowly.
I mean, if I have free time, I can just, like, or extra time afterwards, just, like, onesie twosie whatever precious metals might be there.
It would it be too much of a distractor to like start slowly like cataloging what's in here?
I can do that on my watch.
Yeah, let the tabaxi do that junk.
Okay.
In 100 years the world's most confused archaeologist is gonna like try to date all the things in this room and it says and just like look at how some of them are like
edited
more damaged than average. The average ones
there's
are just
a bunch
there,
of them that are brand are, new.
Yeah, we should just leave a modern you know, Acme coin in there.
No, just like his mending is going to date everything as like being from now.
Okay. So after some serious mending, and I'm assuming Arlen's going to do mending on when he gets a chance there, you all decide to nap out. And actually, everybody, before we do that, everybody roll for me perception.
Jade's going to go like zixzillion.
I don't have that good of a perception.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Good deck save.
Oh, I have advantage. Nice. 38.
33.
27. 16. What was that?
15. Let's go.
Oh, wow. I can't 22. Count. I'm sorry. 28.
Oh. trying to pull a fast one.
No, but I yeah. just can't count.
So as you're working, you do not hear anything coming from the other side of the door. It, and you know, even if you, you know, pause to do that, it doesn't seem like there is any activity going on in the room that you cleared out just a little while ago. Okay, and you all go off to bed. So, Krival, you are mm-hmm. sitting there with the dog. And the dog is staring at you, and then it stares at the door, and then the dog stares at you, and stares at the door, and stares at you.
Sounds about right.
Gets a little monotonous.
Mm. Don't you have a thing you can toss and play fetch?
Out of curiosity, I had this thought earlier. What happened to our pets?
You all left them back.
I can't remember.
They drowned.
You know, I think so. When you went through the
portals,
they did not come with you.
So where did they go?
They're still back. Apparently back with Galchabar
oh,
in the Tabaxi treehouse,
chilling with Galch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thrax.
Mm-hmm. That's actually the new late night TV show, chilling with
chilling with Galch.
Actually,
chilling with Galch.
Yeah, you're gonna pull out the bowl and you're gonna pull up Galchabar and you'll see Thrax sleeping on his face.
Yeah.
You know, feathers puffing out from his beard.
Followed up by keeping up with the tabaxi.
We're going to leave it right there.
Good, okay. Anyway, so the dog's looking at you in the door and you in the door. I mean, it seems like he's really being vigilant. Mm. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better guard dog. And then it occurs to you, Krival, there's somebody else in the room other than your friends. You just feel a presence.
Okay, take a look around.
And sitting right next to you is a man with a glowing silver hand.
Good to see you again, Nawada.
I would say it's good to see you, Krival, but I have been following you very closely. Your quest is a worthy one for a child, Nawada. And I'm very pleased with the work that you have done. I see you have learned the lessons of Doi. Every day I become more and more happy I chose that name.
You're more Doi-ish every day. It's your Doi-ish personality.
I'm just going dirt to Doi.
Yeah.
Yes, some of them I had touched on before, but the longer I'm with this party, the more I see the other side of what occurs during war and how vital that is. It's not always about creating the most damage. It's also about mitigating that damage when it's done unto you.
Yes, I think you have realized one of the main responsibilities of a leader. When you become the leader, especially of a band of warriors, it's no longer your fight. But your soldiers' fight is no longer your glory, but your responsibility. Your job is to keep your soldiers in the fight in order to win. And I see you've learned that lesson well, and I've been very pleased.
Yeah, there's been more than a few challenges trying to keep this party active and moving.
It is a worthy party and worth your time and trouble.
It is.
But, as I said, I've been following your actions, but rarely have you called directly to me. You called on my power, and I've felt the pull of that need and been happy to grant it to you. But rarely have you called directly to me. So when you did, I felt compelled to come here. You are one of my greatest heroes, Krival. What boon could I give to you to further your quest?
I have given this many, many thoughts on this. I thought for a brief instant of entertaining a young thought of mine to be able to soar with the same dragons that we descended from. I've even thought about asking or needing resources to work some of your greater miracles that you have potentially given me. A lot of that faded today, though, when I saw whatever those things were, the big red ones, and they struck with such damage that it was...
Yes, the Pit Fiends are one of the scariest creatures of the underworld. Although I must say, a worthy opponent to pit against such as you are.
I think it might be one of the first times outside of those ungodly abominations that work for Loal that I've seen something do so much damage in one swing and then cause more damage after it hit. And I worry that my party will not be able to sustain or give back, even with these artifacts, the same gift that has been brought to them, as I guess it were.
Well, your friend Galchapar has set you upon a worthy quest to get these items in your possession. as you can see, they've already paid dividends.
They have.
Wise is he, and I'm pleased that you have associated yourself with him.
So I suppose the best thing I could ask for that is more grounded in the reality is to ask if not to break some unforeseen law that I do not know about, if you could explain some of the things that we might find within this area that we're about to go into.
And what could you ask of me? What could I enlighten you with?
What resides here that would allow such creatures' entrance in here?
Ah. But that is only a little question. But I'm happy to tell you.
I think I feared the bigger questions only because I don't know what that might cause damage-wise.
Out in the middle of the ocean, to your west, there is an island that you visited.
Yes.
And you probably remember that there was a spire in the middle of the island made up of columns of rock. And those columns came from the neck, the center of an ancient volcano that once belonged there. And you may ask, what was a volcano doing out in the middle of the ocean in just one little spot like that? And it turns out it was sitting over an area of which the lava produced from the floor of the ocean in what we might call a hot spot. Between the realms of the underworld and here in what you call the normal world, there are hot spots, places where the energy wells up and can break through. There are but very few, as there are very few places where volcanoes appear in the middle of the ocean. And this is just one such place. The ancients, those that came before you, this ancient king who defeated your kind a millennia ago, or several millennia ago, built his sepulcher here because it was a nexus of energy. What better place for a grand king to put his tomb? But in a way, it was quite unwise because such a nexus of energy is a spot that is weak between worlds. And the forces of the underworld were able to wedge a hole and enter here. I believe you have already found that there was a devilish creature that had enslaved the elephantine people that you've come to meet.
Indeed.
She also knew that this was a weak spot between worlds and had enslaved the elephants in order to try to get back into this location in order to get back to the underworld. Your tabaxi friends were able to finish her off and put an end to her plan before she actuated it. But what she did not know was that that weak point was already being exploited in the reverse. You've already seen the results. Princes of the underworld standing in the room next to you, having come through this gate.
It seems that we'll be needing to use that gate ourselves.
Yes. Although I do believe that this was the plan that your friend Galchabar had. He had divined that there was a weak spot here, a place that you could go and enter the underworld to do the last step of your journey.
I know he's not of your faith, but is the sword that Cotter's looking for here?
It is not a sword of faith, at least as far as I know.
I'll keep that to myself. I don't want to mislead him on his quest.
But the rumors that persisted those many, many years ago indicated that it was indeed a sword of power.
Well, it'll be his to find or not. Do you have any advice for the days to come?
Yes. Remember the lessons that you learned, but also remember in the reverse. they say, to the victor goes the bold. And you will all have to be very bold in order to achieve victory in this upcoming adventure. I can see very little of what will happen in the underworld. It is hidden from me. But what I do know is that the horrors that belong there are beyond imagining. And the forces arrayed against you will be undoubtedly the strongest you have ever seen.
That is not unexpected. Well, no matter what happens, if I'm to meet my end here, at least I know I've served you well, and that of the people and my clans.
Indeed, if you should fall in battle, I will be waiting to welcome you.
Well, I suppose between now and then I will ask one childish delight. Is it within your power to give me the ability to fly if necessary?
Yes.
I've been left on the ground a few times when being up in the air could be advantageous.
I will tell you this. As I said, I have been watching you carefully as we go along. And if it be my desire, and if your need be incredibly great, that may indeed be something I will grant you.
Thank you for not only answering this call, but for giving me this incredible life.
I can take but little credit for that which you have done. I have only added a spark to the fuel wood that was already there. You are the one who built the fire.
Well, I don't think I have anything else further to ask outside just being grateful for your company. Whatever faces ahead, I shall do so bravely and with you in thought, you and my family in mind. What was once a bunch of strangers have become family to me, even if some of them don't like it. I will do the work.
And as you say that, you look over and you realize that aside of you and the dog and a bunch of sleeping people, that you're completely alone.
Yeah. Just because I'm a little curious, I kind of lean over. Are Adri's eyes open?
Always.
I was pretty sure they were, just checking.
Yeah, that's...
People call me strange.
The other thing you notice that whenever you and the dog move, that one of Jade Claw's ears just kind of follows you around the room, even though she's supposedly sleeping.
I don't believe it. A long time ago, I checked on Adrienne when she was sleeping. Her eyes were open. I just was curious if it was still happening. Who's taking second watch?
I am.
When the time, or I feel like the time's appropriate, I will nudge Jade awake and take my place down.
Okay. And you get a chance to rest. And so, Jade, give me a perception check.
Oh. Yeah.
28.
And
she perceived into the afterlife.
And the side of things going outside in the, through the hole to the outside world there, there's animals, stuff moving around, but nothing seems to be happening from the other direction.
Wicked.
Okay. And who had third?
Me.
Okay.
Oh? No. Oh, I see. Okay. Go ahead. You can go.
Unless you...
No, it's okay. Okay. Go. Be my guest.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to roll like a negative.
Put your perception to the test.
So close, yet woo! So far.
12.
12, yeah. So you don't even notice that crickets chirping outside.
I'm away.
Meanwhile, the dog is kind of looking at you, looking at the door, looking at you, looking at the door, looking outside.
I trust the dog.
Yes.
That's fair.
Now it's my turn.
Are you sure?
Advantage though.
I love how awkward Adri is but she's play with such confidence.
For the record, my eyes are closed.
You're not
my God, I cannot do math today. 16 plus 8.
2.
22.
Yeah, okay.
See, there was a
I just took it. 24?
24. Okay, I was going to say.
Yes, folks, these are college educated people right
here. Yeah, I'm a teacher. That's not a joke.
We just lost one listener.
24 students turn in an essay, and then an 8 more students turn in their essay.
Yeah, I don't teach math. So.
How many students turn in their essay?
22. More than what she rolled.
No, I wish any of them did any of their work. No, 24.
That's what AIs are for.
Don't get her started.
No. I know. Don't mention the evil letters.
24.
I'm watching her clench her
teeth. Okay, and once again, you don't hear anything from the other direction, only like animals outside as dawn approaches. The dawn chorus of birds comes around. And, you know, it's obviously time to wake everybody up. Dawn is creeping through the hole in the wall. A little cool breeze coming in there as the light, you know, the air cycles as the light comes on.
Does my dog have a weight to it?
Yes.
Okay.
It weighs one dog.
Or 4 piles.
Yeah.
Because it's like spectral.
Yes.
Also, when you look at that dog, you think dark meat.
No, you don't.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Where does that come from?
Baking, you know, turkey is light meat, dark meat.
But why the dog?
Well, because he does it for everything. He does it for everything.
Yes.
Stupid.
I'll tell you the whole story one of these minutes.
It's like a creme brulee. And
okay, everybody wake up.
Okay.
Wait. Evil, turn on dead.
I awake calmly.
I don't say it like that.
He does that. No.
Yeah.
He does that and then he gets up and that morning crack comes out from his back.
My dog will say it and then look at you and be like, no one will ever believe you.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. I'm the only one that it talks to. Like, I swear to God, you guys.
Isn't it
swear
like that Nevada. Fox that's been going around? Oh, maybe this is just the fox and dog form.
This is the mushrooms all over again, isn't it?
He talks. What are you talking about? He barks sometimes, barely. Yeah,
it's like this.
Yeah.
I'm solely connected to him. He does not talk.
Sounds like Morgan Freeman
like,
or something.
He never talks to me at home.
That's hilarious.
I think it'd be better if instead of Morgan Freeman, he talks more like Daffy Duck.
Have you named your dog? Is it Barky?
Coo.
No, yeah.
Ruff Ruff?
Or Conan.
Conan's a good one.
I think that name especially, is like Son of Dog or something.
Especially
like
Conan the Barkbarian. Perfect.
Yeah. I love that.
Conan or Coo.
Can the dog get classes?
Anyway, like, can he now we're here in the next day.
My dog would like to rage and then action surge and then
that would
and
be
cast
super
ninth
cool.
level wish.
Yeah. No, so, mage hand so he can play fetch.
With
so,
himself, that's so sad.
Long rest, everything's reset. Is that how that works, Mr. Dungeon
Master? Yeah, pretty
much, yeah. Yeah, okay.
So anybody that needs to can roll hit dice, but I don't believe that's germane anymore because apparently we have a reset button.
Don't hate me.
Yeah.
Don't hate me because I finally got all my abilities as a cleric. All but one anyway, but I won't get that one.
Very good. Okay, so you're in the treasure room. What are you going to do?
Guess we better go through another set of doors.
Yeah, but I said there was another set of doors, wasn't there?
Yeah, there's another set of doors at the far end of the queen's chamber.
I mean, and all of us are operating as if we haven't heard anything about any sort of like heat portals. You know, like we as characters don't know anything, so.
I have a question, and this is out of character, not to meta break the game, but I'm just generally curious about this. If you have a book that has a ritual from a different class, can you cast that ritual if you are a different class that can cast rituals? Does that make sense?
I'd say only if you had the ritual caster feat or something like
that.
That's what I'm kind of going with, but I'm just curious.
Yeah, I think if you have the ritual caster feat, but then it would only be the spells that you take for that feat. It wouldn't be just any spell.
That I understood. Yeah. I was like, because I was wondering, do you need ritual caster if you already have the ability to cast rituals?
Yeah, because typically it'll say, like, if you can have this spell or you can cast a spell as a ritual, it's like on an individual basis.
But within a class. Mm-hmm. The ritual feat, I think, allows you to choose rituals from multiple classes.
That would make more sense. I was just curious.
But you can only ritually cast those spells that you pick. Yeah.
Correct. Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, I mean, none of us know anything as special or interesting about this place. So
no, when we're up and moving, Caval's not going to keep that from everybody. He's going to pass.
So what does Caval say then?
This is just a random place.
Everything that you have said, minus anything to do with what Cotter is here to look for.
Okay. So no sword talk.
No sword talk. That's for Cotter.
But you might get wings if you really need it.
No, that one too.
No,
I keep
sword,
to my,
talk,
that, no sword talk.
Just go into the home of Sorzak.
Oh. It took her 6 years, folks, but she got him.
Yeah.
There we go.
Nice.
But no, I won't mention the wing thing either, just because that's a Craval kid dream. But no, everything that has to do with the why we're here, what was built upon it, what it has to do with the similarities to where the storm giant king, right? Mm-hmm. Was all that I will more than happily relay back to them, including having an opportunity to sit with Nawada and ask these questions.
It's sort of like that movie Thunderheart.
And just a reminder so you guys don't ask, I cannot do this again for a week.
Yeah. Man waits his whole life to have visions. You had yourself a vision. Watch Thunderheart. That will make sense.
I saw
it. But anyways, but on a more serious note, we can assume there's more fiends here. And we've been pretty lax with how we've been opening doors. So how are we actually going to navigate, check out, recon, and get to these next rooms without Paladin getting...
Doesn't have a thing for that?
No.
If only we had a rogue sense.
No, that's a detection. I was actually going to ask, did Arlen ever take Mage Hand? I mean, this would be a cantrip from when he was level one.
Yes, I do.
Oh,
yeah. Well, that's how you open the window.
He might have changed it out. I didn't know.
Because we had a Naga use Mage Hand.
Then we can stay off to the side of these doors and let Mage Hand open them up if possible.
And could we like investigate Rogue? Go burgle something, you know, and listen to see if there's any growling or.
I'm gonna go with the magic users first rather than my physical body.
Well.
But to listen at the door.
Yeah, I mean, you're by far even
he doesn't
more
have mage
so,
ear?
No. But
he's
here's
got the perception
here's
of 10 trillion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Between that and your stealth
and
ability,
get all invisible.
We're not asking you to open the doors, but if you could quietly and carefully go up the door to listen that's and keep job. An eye out for those explosive rooms.
Okay.
Yes. I also have to make sure that if the doors are more than 10 pounds / more than 10 pounds of force are holding them closed, they won't be able to open it.
Can't someone do like a detect Fey Fiend Undead thing and like see how many are nearby?
Imagine a square where a sphere goes off of power, right? Mm-hmm. It's fine. It takes everything in the square. Put a sarcophagus in it. We'll still get the entire room mostly, but what's inside the sarcophagus is hidden. So it won't necessarily tell us anything. And I know Cotter actually did it right before we went to bed with the queen's area.
So it's like, yes, there are fiends, but not going to tell you where?
It's like, no, the fiend hid in the sarcophagus, so we didn't detect it. But if we were in a pitch black and did it, we would know they were in the room if they were not in the sarcophagus. I'm saying that...
So you have to have, like, they can't be behind cover?
Yeah.
But if
I see, okay.
It's not much different than
playing hide and seek.
Because then the sarcophagi are, like, tiny little rooms.
Correct.
Yeah, but these are
giants.
If
we were in a crowded street, for example...
He could pick out which one we're
able.
That
man is a fiend in disguise. Or
gotcha. Okay. But if they're hiding out in the sarcophagus, then we wouldn't be able to tell.
Like when we were getting Arlen's staff.
The building over there, we wouldn't see.
Yeah, if we hadn't opened up the crypts and let the, you know, they could still possibly hide, but because they were exposed to the open area, we could theoretically maybe feel them too.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean, sorry, is this the next room, or are we... Okay.
No, this is... Don't ignore that. Nope.
Yeah, that's something you might get to eventually.
Okay. If Adri is comfortable doing playing our LPOP, listening post, observation post, and then when you're ready to send the hand in to open the doors once you've moved away.
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
It's a military term.
LPOP.
LPOP, yeah. Listening post, observation post.
Nice. Okay.
I thought it was going to be a long-playing original poster.
Nope. But that was a band I was in college.
You got to be a Bilbo Baggins for us, man. We need Bilbo.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I already agreed.
Did not work out well for Bilbo.
What do you mean?
He lost a finger.
Yeah.
No, that was Frodo.
Yeah.
Frodo. Never mind.
It worked out well for Bilbo.
Yes,
it did. Yeah, Bilbo got to retire with the elves. Like, he had it. He had a made.
He never got the smell out of the chest, though.
Okay, yes. I guess I'll tiptoe ahead now. You guys want to...
Guidance.
Is it shadowy in here? Should you turn invisible? I don't know.
That's a plus four, right?
It's unlit in this room.
It's a D4 to any ability check or saving throw. No. Yes.
Someone have dark vision? Or like I have regular dark vision, but like
I have glasses so I can or goggles rather I can lower down to give myself dark vision.
And everybody else,
everyone
has
else
vision.
Has it.
So it's just dim light
actually,
for my
do
eyeballs.
Do Tabaxi
okay.
have dark vision? Okay.
Do I?
Yeah, it's not improved yes, dark do. Vision. Yes. That's what I'm thinking.
Cats are nocturnal. What do you mean?
I mean, you well, also, you also can do dancing
have the ability
lights.
To see in the dark.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So I guess I will do my slippy into invisible in the shadows thing.
Remember last time we were at something like this, you had to keep jumping down the stairs with your shadow vault because we kept tripping every trap. So keep that in mind. Be careful when you're going.
Okay.
I mean, granted, it was 14 levels ago, but
yeah. I'll also cast
the risks are that much higher
with a couple of key points. I'll cast Pass Without a Trace. And if you all want to stay like, you know,
we'll say 30
feet,
back,
feet behind. Yeah. And then stay nearby.
Thankfully,
right?
We only
but
have
I'll
one
stay...
clanker tanker right now.
Mm-hmm. I guess and what's our immediate next room after the Pit Fiend room?
So are you going to go to the doors at
yeah.
the end of the Queen's Chamber there?
Yes.
Okay. And what are you going to do with the doors? Anything?
I guess I'll listen at them first.
Okay. So roll for me investigation.
Oh, man.
Investigation? Ooh.
11. Oh, what? But guidance.
D4.
D4.
You only use it once, though.
You get a cup out and put it to
13.
Okay.
Yeah.
The door.
And yeah, you hear nothing on the door there.
Okay. That's not necessarily because there's nothing there. Okay.
What do you mean? I'm sure you're the best at noticing things.
Can your dog like misty?
Yeah. I mean, is there like a.
Has
yeah.
ethereal step, doesn't it? Can't your dog bop?
No.
Is there like a.
You don't have like. Ghost
I don't know. You want to? Is there like a keyhole, or can we just open these?
These
or?
Are they're very similar to the doors you came through in the treasure,
which
chamber.
Were
so they're 10 feet high, 5 feet wide, really ornate carven like mahogany doors with
okay.
gilt edged metal bracing on them, and like I said, just
what is holding them shut? Is there like a handle, or is there like a?
They just seem to be shut. I mean, they've got pull rings.
Okay.
So
I mean,
are these as big doors as they were last time?
Yes.
Okay. You know what?
I'm the scout, not the leader. So do you want to? Should I open them? Like, do you want me to?
Well, I thought we were gonna try and see if Maychamp could do it.
Okay. Yeah. So I will sneak ahead in the shadows, within the same 20-foot space as you guys. I will sneak up very stealthily, and I will look at the door. You could still see me, by the way. And I'll come back to you guys and go, okay, there's a door there. Arlen, do your thing.
I hear nothing behind the doors.
And,
it is safe.
And she scares you, the bejesus out of you because once again, she's invisible. And all of a sudden, she's like, oh, here I am. Yeah.
You even have that ring of invisibility, too.
Yeah, but I don't even need it because of Shadow Step. But also, like, we're in the same room as each other. Like, there's nothing spooky going on here. It's just
that is mahogany.
Yeah. There's a door. I found it. You're welcome. Yes. Gonna be mage.
I wish to oogly boogly.
No, don't wish.
Yeah, are you gonna use the mage hand and open the door there?
Use a wish to cast mage hand.
I don't
hand.
Wish. Like a cowboy. I yearn to oogly boogly.
Oh my goodness.
Wish a mage hand?
I wish a mage hand. I don't have the cantrip, so I'm gonna use my 9th level spell slot. Yeah, I'll use mage hand.
Okay. Very good.
You could cast wish and open up every door in here.
You know, okay, wait. I have to say
that
this.
That seems like
before you do that,
waiting for
in
the
all
DM
seriousness,
to use that against us.
Maybe you should wish like Bigby's hand so you let's can open not, the door and punch whatever's
no,
behind there.
I don't think Bigby hand can do like tiny tasks like yeah, open a door. Yeah. But then to it would be like a little tiny. You
honestly,
know? Be, like,
for
a little...
Bigby's hand could probably go through the door with enough force. So yeah. That spell is actually pretty awesome.
It would shock the monster.
Can you just try the mage hand, see if it can open the door, sir?
Yes, I mage hand to open the door.
Okay, so a glowing mage's hand appears and advances forward and grabs the pull ring and pulls backwards. And it resists initially as if it hasn't been opened in some time.
It's to work out.
And then slowly the door kind of just creaks open. Sliding on its hinges.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this in Baldur's Gate. We need to throw grease on it.
And you're in, so it opens up and you're looking out into a hallway going right and left. Now you can just kind of see that.
Mm. Well, sneak on down there, Rogie.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to go out and take a look in the hallway?
Yes. And if you all want, still please
yeah, we'll come
follow.
Back,
okay. I will slip into invisibility. I'll assume that they're kind of keeping a pace behind me. When we get to like the start of the junction, though, if I'm picturing this right, I'll come back into non-invisible and I'll make sure that they stop so they don't like walk into danger.
I don't think you're picturing it quite right. So let me describe it because you.
I think I'm looking at this and it's throwing me off.
Yeah, someone put a piece of paper over that or something so we can't see it. So it doesn't throw anybody off. Okay, so you open up the door and you look out and it's a basically, you know, the queen's chamber was kind of north-south.
Mm-hmm.
The hallway is east-west. So you're basically just entering the side of the hallway, like you're coming out of a classroom and you've got the hallway either way to the other classrooms in a school.
But there's nothing like in front of us.
So in 10 feet in front of you is the other wall of the hallway.
Okay,
but
gotcha.
You take a look around and the hallway goes both to the east and to the west of you about 40 feet.
Okay. And 40 feet each way?
Yeah, each way. And in both cases, it just opens up in an archway into a larger space, a room of some sort, both the east and the west. And you can see in the middle of each of those rooms, about 10 feet in, is another one of these sarcophagi.
Okay. So two very long hallways to each side of me.
Yeah. So you're basically entering in the middle of this hallway that goes east and west. And
okay. And there's no other in on each side.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's where we're going to stop today.
Oh. I just understood it.
Dungeon Master's Notes. Okay, well, it's kind of fun to have a downtime episode every once in a while. Yeah, it's essential to push the plot forward and to get into the action, but it's also kind of fun to see the quiet stuff that goes on in between those big, spicy moments. Especially this time around, since we had the introduction of Nuwada's guidance here. So a lot was said there, but at the same time, a lot was not said there. So we know a few more things than we did before, but what gift Nuwada is going to give to Krival and what powers the Sword of the First King have, those are yet to be revealed, which I think we can all agree is kind of a good thing. It'd be terrible if we like knew everything ahead of time. It'd be kind of boring. And then there was the question of the ritual casting feat. And yeah, looking it up, the ritual casting of feat lets somebody have access to two first level spells, obviously ritual spells, from one of the casting classes. And so, yeah, if you were a caster and you needed to get rituals from a different class, this would be the way to do it. You'd get two first level spells, and then you could copy other rituals from that second class into your ritual book as you go along. So that would allow you to branch out from just your single class, or if you are not a casting class, you could then utilize the ritual book that you maybe had gotten from some other class. So yeah, we actually did puzzle that out correctly once we looked up the rules. But anyways, the party is rested, and they have begun to explore the rest of this sepulchre. So we will see what happens with that in the next episode. Until then, rate us and subscribe wherever you get your podcast so you don't miss an episode. Email us at relicofthepastpodcast@gmail.com with questions or comments. Follow us at Relic of the Past or Relic of the Past Podcast on your social media feeds. And thank you for playing in the world that lives inside my head.